Blog Talk Radio.
Got my walking shoes on. I can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least the scenery is beautiful. And no matter what I do, I can't stop walking, no. I know it's the only way to go. And if I keep walking, I'ma be okay, It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what. And that's enough to keep you walking every day. Yeah, I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking up. Yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see you walking up. Always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, walking, walking. Gotta keep on walking up. Walking shoes, hey. I tell you when you got a made up mind. Even the winter feels like summertime, In the night to see the light of day. Cause I've been blind for way too long, and you can't take my light away. Even though all my times are happy times, I get unsure and hope for brighter days. I never let it slow my pace, so knowing failure ain't an option. I've been promised and I'm on my way up. Said I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen.
Step three, step one, step two, step three.
Walk in shoes.
Thy words a light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. These shoes, my shoes.
Walk in shoes, walk in shoes.
Walk into a promise. Walk into a better land.
Said I believe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All praise, glory, and honor be unto thy holy name, O Yahweh. Father, we thank you for blessing us with life, with health, and with strength. We thank you, Father, for being merciful unto us, Father, and for leading us and guiding us in your way, Father. Father, now I want to pray for Ema, Deborah, Father, that you continue to hover Raphael over top of her, Father, that you continue to heal her, Father, so that one day our beloved Ema can put back her high heel shoes on, Father. I pray for her son, our brother Kevin, for fulfilling your word where it says to honor thy mother and thy father so that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Father, for all the dedication, for all the work that brother has been putting in to protect his beloved mother. Give him the strength that he needs every day, Father, to endure what he has been having to endure, not with just his health, but his mother's health as well. Father, I pray for my brother, Sefut L. Shared with me after our conversation this week that he has been battling a long-term illness. Father, I ask that you send your healing angel down to hover over him and to heal him and to strengthen him, Father, not just physically, but spiritually and emotionally as well, Father. I pray for everyone else, my brother Dayuel. I pray for my daughter Naomi and anybody that I may have forgotten to mention or didn't, I'm not aware about. Please forgive me, but Abba Yah, heal them. Continue to strengthen my brother Dayuel. Continue to give him what he needs every day, Father, to bear the weight of your word upon his shoulders. I pray for my daughter Naomi, Father, that you continue to heal her, that you continue to, she's an inspiration to me, Abba Yah. Despite what she's going through, Abba Yah, my child never allows her circumstances to get negative, unlike her father. Father, I ask you to continue to give that positive spirit to her, Father Yah. And then again, I pray for all my brothers and sisters who I may not know about that may be going through something in their life, Father, that you continue to strengthen them, Father, that you continue to uplift them, that you continue to guide them along the way, Father. Father, you have shown us. You have borne witness to us. We are bearing witness to the power of prayer by seeing where you have taken our Ema to the point now where her voice and her spirit are back to where they were. Father, we just ask, Father, that you bring her body back to where it was as well, Father, to be according to your will, Father. But we are grateful and we are being witness to the power of prayer. So, Father, I just ask now, Spirit be among us on this Shabbat day, Father. Your spirit of shalom, that Shabbat shalom, Father. Your spirit of echad, Father. Your spirit of love be upon us this Shabbat day, Father. That there be nothing that separate us from your love this day, Father. From your oneness this day, Father. From your peace this day, Father. Because we are aligning ourselves with you, Father, and the tremendous work that you have done, Father. From the beginning of creation, by setting apart this day, Father, by putting your spirit in this day, Father. And Father, we keep this day because we're trying to be obedient to you and your word and your commandment, Father, to be in alignment with your son, Yahushua, Father, who the scripture said he went to the synagogue every Shabbat as was his custom, Father. So we know that he was raised right and walked in the way, Father. And set a right example for what we should do on the Shabbat day. So, Father, I invite your spirit in this Shabbat day, into this vessel, Father, so that I can speak whatever words, Father, that you wish to be spoken to me as well as to your brothers, your sisters, and your children that are out there. Well, my brothers and my sisters and your children that are out there, Abba Yah. These things I ask you humbly in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Baruch atah Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Baruch atah Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen, 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 hallelujah. I hope with all that I've been talking, I am coming through. Please somebody let me know, because we know a couple of weeks ago, Todah Rabbah, Brother Mara L. All right. So this is your brother Ahab L. with Beth Yahweh Congregation in good old Baltimore, Maryland, USA. And this is Blog Talk, Kol Elohim, Study to Show Thyself Approved Unto Yahweh, a Workman That Be Not Ashamed, Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. And again, I'm your host today, Brother Ahab L. And today's lesson is entitled, Make Yahweh Great Again, Family. When we had our meeting the other night, our congregational meeting, you know, Rabbi Yaakov mentioned something about me keeping up on current events. And I haven't really shared a lot with the brothers and sisters of what I've been watching. But I have been paying, you know, we all pay attention to particular things, politics, what's going on in the economy, you know, what's going on a global scale. But one thing that Abba has really had me tuning my ears into and paying very close attention to, family, these two situations that have been going on. Well, the one situation with Kanye West and the other situation now going on with Kyrie Irving. And I find it to be very interesting how this is all playing out. Now, I want to just backtrack to about a year ago, you know, when certain things came out with DeSean Jackson and Nick Cannon, right? And they both had made comments about who the original Hebrews were. Now, granted, they took it from a very controversial book that was quoted by a very, they took it out of controversy. And to be honest, you know, quoting it from out that book, a lot of times what people are doing on social media is they just throw something out there. And what happens is when they get checked by it, because they don't really have that spirit, they didn't do the study, and they didn't study to show their self-approved. I'm gonna keep it as simple as that. So then that way, when they get checked by it, they're backed into a corner and they have no defense. When in quite honesty, a lot of things that are being brought out are very defensible through the word of God. But what happens is, you know, sometimes people, it's like the parable of the seed sower. That seed was thrown out. They caught that seed. But then what happened was the problems came up. The sun came up and it scorched them. And once the sun came up and it scorched them, they retreated. You know, they even got with, you know, I think DeSean Jackson, who now plays for the Ravens. I forgot who he was playing with at the time. He ended up, I believe, getting suspended, had to issue an apology for his statements that even though were based on fact, even though maybe how it was articulated or the assertion wasn't with the best, they didn't bring their idea or their thought across the best. They kind of just, you know, knee-jerked it and just threw it out there, right? But then we saw what transpired with Nick Cannon, where he had to go before that man, and you saw how that man was just lording over top of him. You know, how he knew he had Nick Cannon exactly where he wanted. And you can tell by his posture and by Nick Cannon's posture that he actually, what they call now, sunned him in the streets. They call it sunning him, where you basically are belittling that man, or you making sure he knows that he is lording his authority over him, right? Now you fast forward to this year, right, when you have Kanye making the statements that he made. And again, you know, if you watch that whole, and it wasn't the first time. He actually came on that show, I think, two or three times, and two times at least he made the assertion of who the true people of the book are and what they look like, which we know in this day and age is not about racism. It's a historical fact, period. And it's not even just, not even biblical history, it's world history, which biblical history is world history also. It is the history of a people. Remember, before the pandemic, we learned about the historicity of the Torah, the historicity of the Bible. It is a historical book based on historical facts, period. Whether or not people deny it makes no bearing on the truth. The truth exists and stands all by itself. People can be in denial of the truth all they want. That doesn't make it any less the truth. Is Yahweh the name of the Almighty? Is Yahushua the name of the Savior? But you don't have people that believe that, but that does not diminish that it is the truth. You have a whole lot of people who don't believe in that name, but that doesn't mean it's not the truth and they won't be held accountable for it. So again, we fast forward now to the situation going on with Kanye, and we get to fast forward. And y'all be saying, what are you talking about this? These are part of the winds that are blowing within the earth now. And you see this wind, sometimes it comes out like, but eventually it's going to come out like a hurricane. Because these things aren't being done and being said in a vacuum. And one of the things I had always prayed to Abba about is to have, because Nobody pays attention to us. Nobody cares what we say. We have no impact on what, of all the, my brothers brought out last night, of all the thousands of lessons that are on Blog Talk Radio, how many people really, when you look at really how many people are coming and actually listening to what we have to say? But you know who got the ear of millions of people? Kanye West. You know who else got the ear of millions of people worldwide? Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie did something that took what Kanye did as far as bringing to light certain truths and facts. And again, out of 3 hours, maybe 45 minutes of it was worth actually listening to. But they were very important things that were said, but at the same time now had to be silenced. And why silence these men for what they're saying? Why put these men up on a post, string them up by the hand, take out your whips and put them on their backs? You see, this is what we see happening, a public flogging of men that were telling truths that they don't want to be heard. They don't want to be exposed. And that's one of them. Don't let these people know who they are. Don't even give these people an inkling to who they are, because then they might reconnect with their God. And if they reconnect with their God, then what happens? Remember what was said about us in Exodus. See, that wasn't the fear. The fear wasn't so much them aligning, Israel aligning with their God. But once they aligned with their God, then they might then side with the enemy, side with the opponent, and tear down the power structure that is going to be torn down anyway, because our mighty one is playing chess, and he is the ultimate chess grand master. He is the ultimate grandmaster and he knows that he has the final move, and he is going to call checkmate. But see, he's got pawns, he's got rooks, he's got bishops, he's got kings, he's got queens, and he's got knights. He's got all his men lined up, though, in array. And I'm talking about the opponent has all his men lined up in array, because he honestly thinks that he at one point may possibly get checkmate, but it ain't going to happen. But see, this is how deceived he is. He's going to die trying. And he will perish in his efforts. But again, back to what we see going on, family. And please pay very close attention to this, because this isn't something new. Remember when our foreparents were coming out and starting to learn about Yahushua HaMashiach, read the book of Acts, they wanted to silence them. They want to control their voice. And that's one of the things that the brother brought out. They want to control our voice, and that they don't want us to say anything positive. We can talk about killing and murdering each other all day long. When was the last time you heard anybody, any one of these artists coming out, talking like how Public Enemy used to talk, talking like how Boogie Down Productions and KRS-One used to talk about knowledge of self? When was the last time you even heard somebody talk about something like knowledge of self in hip-hop or in R&B? That's not the voice they want to be heard, those who are in control of these industries. Sure, they might throw you a little nugget here and there, but they don't want us to know who we are. And I remember Brother Mike McDaniel used to say this a long time ago to me all the time. He used to say, Sean, ours is the original anti-Semitism. See, now they want to throw this anti-Semitism out there. Anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. Well, define that term. Because if I tell a truth, how is that being anti-Semitic? No, but in all actuality, you are being anti-Shemitic. And there's a difference between anti-Semitic and anti-Shemitic. Because we are Shemites. And see, some of these things these brothers are coming to an understanding of, but they're not, as my brother stated last night, they're not being taught. They're getting this information, but with all thy getting, kane bina, get understanding, bros. So then that way, when you are set before their tribunals, When you accept it, and when you see them press conferences, that's exactly what they are. Watch these press conferences, family. I know there's a lot going on, but if you have the opportunity, just take time to understand what they're doing to these brothers when they start bringing out these things. These are public floggings. Same thing they did in the book of Acts, again, to the new believers as they were coming out. And I am not equating what they are doing exactly to that. I am not equating that. I'm not equating that. I'm not saying these gentlemen are believers or any. But what I am saying is that what we are seeing now, what is going to happen as the true people start to rise up with the truth, with the truth, those who are reserved, just like them saints back in the day, just like them disciples back in the day, that once they heard the goodness and understood that Yahushua was truly Moshiach and that he is the one now who should be worshipped, watch what they did to them in Acts. See, this is just a precursor, family. This is just a warning. These are the warning shots to let us know what we will eventually go through. Because right now, they're getting people who don't know how to rebut these arguments. They're getting people who are not firm and strong, don't have that foundation in the word to be able to go back with chapter and verse, to go back with historical facts, to go back with what these words mean and what these words don't mean. But these are examples of what is going to happen to the brothers and sisters as they really start to bring out these truths, because Yahweh letting us know. It's coming. He's letting them know it's coming. I just watched the video that Brother Kanik El just sent, right? They know. They know what they have done. And I was talking to my brother Ariel about that. See, what has happened is we have inherited the interpretation of prophecy from the Judeo-Christian mindset. But we have to start now looking at these prophecies. And I believe we said this a few years ago that we were going to start talking about these prophecies. We have to start looking at these prophecies through the eyes of a believer that has the Ruach HaKodesh. And a lot of these things, just like Brother Deuel brought out a few years ago, that third temple that everybody's looking to be built over in that land, that they're looking to build over that land, the whole world is going to follow after this temple. Even we believed at one time that quote-unquote third temple that was going to be built over there was something that we may need to be aligned with. We've come to find out through the Ruach HaKodesh and through his servant that ain't what he's talking about. This temple can't even really be built. What they told Ezekiel's temple can't. When you look at the magnitude of it, as the brother brought out, that's a huge, huge construction project. And he broke down the cubits and all that sort of stuff. And he said, wait a minute, now this ain't something that's going to be built in this era, in this time, in this age. That was something that was revealed to us through his servant. So now we've been receiving all of these prophecies. Yes, even to this day, us have been receiving these prophecies through a Judeo-Christian mindset that isn't programmed to give you the truth, that doesn't have the Ruach HaKodesh. So remember what the Ruach HaKodesh is supposed to do, lead you and guide you into all truth. And we have to depend on that. Remember what we learned about times and laws? One of the things that we had learned about times and laws is that they're trying to bring in an imposter wife. It's not just about changing the time of the day, the time of the year, the seasons, and all. No. You might say, well, where you get that from, Ahab El? How could you say that? Wait a minute now. There's an example of that in the scriptures. Our brother Yaakov. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Slap me in the mouth. Abba Yaakov. Did he not work for one wife? But Laban, and when you look at Laban's name, did he not work for one wife, but then Laban gave him another wife? And by the time he found out about it, it was too late. What did Laban represent in Joseph's dream? when he had the dream about the sun, the moon, and the stars. But the Yaakov, Abba Yaakov, represented the Father. So when Laban did what he did, what does that represent spiritually? Bringing in another wife and not the one that he had worked for, huh? So when you look at times and laws, there's a word in the Hebrew, eshdat, that fiery law. And when you look at that fiery law, that was an agreement that he had with his people. He had that agreement with his people. And they want to change that agreement, but you can't. That's why I said to think y'all going to change it, but you cannot. But again, back to my brother. You know, one of the greatest things that has come about from this situation going on with Kyrie Irving, they have been talking about the name of Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, on all of these nationally televised sports shows. They've talked about, matter of fact, one show that I watch, Undisputed, the gentleman on there literally quoted his name and then explained. He put the quote that Kyrie put on Twitter with the Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh in it. And the man went on to explain what the Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh was. That it was the God of the ancient Hebrews that was pronounced Yahweh. This is a show that is internationally televised. So look at the work that Yahweh is doing through all of this family. He is making sure the same way you learned about his name, I learned about his name, because I was sitting in Catholic school when I learned about the name of Yahweh as a little kid, because they had the Jerusalem Bible, and that's what they used. And I was taught by the Catholics that his name was Yahweh. But it wasn't until 15 plus years later that I came across a brother who just so happened to be worshiping at Beth Yahweh and encountered him, that now that seed that was planted 15 plus years ago as a little kid sitting in Our Lady of Victory Catholic School, that then now that seed was able to germinate and blossom. So don't discount the fact that his name is going out there to millions of people at this point, so that they are without excuse. Shaquille O'Neal can't say he ain't heard it. LeBron James can't say he ain't heard it. Charles Barkley can't say he ain't heard it. All these people that's crucifying him and whipping him cannot say that you did not be made aware that Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is pronounced Yahweh. And anybody who goes on YouTube and anybody who records a show, anybody who comes across that snippet where my man explains what it actually is. See, Yahweh playing chess, y'all. And if he can allow a donkey to speak to save a man's life, he can allow people who don't even, like my brother said, we was talking about it, collateral damage, so that his will, so that he can grab his children out, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And I don't know whether or not he's trying to grab one that brother out, or whether he's trying to grab Kanye. I don't know if he's trying to do that. But what I can say from what I've been observing with them, that he is using them to start really opening up people's minds so that you, those, and it's in the word, so that those who it sparks their curiosity can now have an opportunity to taste the goodness of the Torah, have the goodness of this relationship with Almighty Yah. And if that's the blessing that comes out of all of this, then it is well worth it. Didn't he say that if he has 100 sheep and he's got 99, but one goes astray, that he won't go and capture that one? So at the end of the day, family, he's a fisher of men. He's trying to make us fisher of men and people who, and he's trying to save souls. And he's trying to gather his people now. See, Masatan, the opponent. What is his work? His work is to separate. Look at what he did to Adam and Eve. They heard his voice in the garden. They had a one-on-one. Adam had a one-on-one relationship with his creator. The opponent came in and silenced the creator's voice to Adam. Once Adam did what he did, he could no longer hear his voice directly. Not the way he used to. So when you hear people's voices getting silenced as they start to bring about the truth, who are they working for? And don't just look at the Gaza. I'm not a fan of the man's music. I'm not a fan of basketball. Basketball is my least favorite sport. I'd rather watch soccer, tiddlywinks, badminton, volleyball over basketball. And I'm being 100% honest. I hate the fact that basketball creeps in on football season. And though I have, yes, pulled myself away from sports, it's never been one of my favorite sports. And nothing to take from anybody. It's just me. It was never one of my favorite sports. Love baseball, love football, even though I put myself away from all of that sort of stuff. So I don't even follow basketball, but I am following this situation because I do believe worldwide relevance to the fact that Yahweh's people now, he's trying to make a mass calling to the people who are called by his name. And we are seeing that, family. I hope y'all seeing it too. I hope everybody, if you're not, I will pay attention to all of that, what's going on among the other things that's taking place in the world. But he said there were going to be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. He said nation was going to rise up against nation. He said all of that. But he said when you see certain things, and that means, I remember Gershom Benden said the world is going to be a much more religious place. See, we're swinging. The pendulum is swinging one way. And eventually, we're seeing people are getting tired of where that's how far to one side that pendulum is swung. So now people are going to realize, you know what? We need to start getting back into our spiritual lives. And some are going to go into that way, the broad and wide way, thinking that they're in the truth. And some are going to come back to the straight and narrow way. But that's what's most important to Yahweh, that he has those that come back into that straight and narrow way. I'm yammering. You know, why don't they want this truth brought out, family? Why do they send their watchdog groups after them when they say these things? So we have no connection to nothing? The only thing that we have connection to is slavery and pagan worship in Africa? All we do is prick the necks of cows and drink their blood with milk? That's the only thing they want us to know? Or whatever narrative people try to extract from Black Panther? Whatever narrative they try to extract from Black, from quote-unquote, you know, Black Power movies? Why can't people talk about the relevance that we have in Scripture? Why can't it be talked about that these people that were brought here as slaves could very well be, many of them, not all of them, the sons and daughters of Israel, the sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the sons of daughters that were prophesied in the book. Why can't that be talked about by certain individuals? You see, the problem is when certain individuals that they know have the ears of the masses talk about it, now you got to bring out their watchdogs. Again, my brother and I talked about some things, but I want to vet this information before I even talk about it, because like I said, we've been taught one thing about this harlot that rides on the beast, and we've looked to one particular religion, those people that dwell in Rome, but we fail to look at other people. They ain't trying to silence our voice. Why is this one trying to silence our voice, though? Why, when this information comes up, because they ain't mad about the people that worship at the Vatican, they don't get mad when we talk about us being the sons and daughters of prophecies, the sons and daughters of the book. They don't get mad about that. They ain't up in arms about it. But why are the other ones that dwell over in that land, why do they get angry about those truths being brought out? What's the problem with that? I do have scriptures to read, family. Forgive me. Ezekiel chapter 20. And it reads, I'm going to read from the W.E.B. In the seventh day and the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, some of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahweh and sat before me. This is the prophet Ezekiel. Yahweh's word came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and tell them, Thus says the master Yahweh, Is it to inquire of me that you have come? As I live, says Yahweh Elohim, I will not be inquired of by you. 24. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers? Tell them, thus says the master Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and swore to the offspring of the house of Yaakov and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, when I swore to them saying, I am Yahweh, your God, in that day, Ezekiel 26, in that day I swore to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt into a land that I had searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. 27. I said to them, each of you, throw away your abominations of your eyes. Don't defile yourselves with idols of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. But they rebelled against me and would not listen to me. They didn't all throw away the abominations of their eyes. They also didn't forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I would pour out my wrath on them to accomplish my anger against them in the middle of the land of Egypt. But I worked for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations among which they were, in whose sight I made myself known to them in bringing them out of the land of Egypt. So I caused them to go out of the land of Egypt, and I brought them into the wilderness. I gave them my statutes and showed them my ordinances, which if a man does, he will live in them. Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They didn't walk in my statutes, and they rejected my ordinances, which if a man keeps, he shall live in them. They greatly profaned my Sabbath. Then I said I would pour out my wrath on them in the wilderness to consume them. But I worked for my name's sake, that I should not be profaned in the sight of the nation in whose sight I brought them out. Moreover, also I swore to them in the wilderness that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is in the glory of all lands. Because they rejected my ordinances and didn't walk in my statutes and profane my Sabbaths, for their heart went after idols. Nevertheless, my eyes spared them, and I didn't destroy them. I didn't make a full end of them in the wilderness. I said to their children in the wilderness, don't walk in the statutes of your fathers. Don't observe their ordinances or defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh your God. Walk in my statutes, keep my ordinances, and do them. Make my Sabbaths holy. They shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your God. But the children rebelled against me. They didn't walk in my statutes and didn't keep my ordinances to do them, which if a man does, he shall live in them. They profaned my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my wrath on them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Our fathers failed. The children of their fathers failed. Our foreparents failed, family. Nevertheless, 2022, nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and worked for my name's sake, that I should not be profaned in the sight of the nations in whose sight I brought them out. See, the only reason why Yahweh didn't destroy Israel is because of, for the very same reason, the first argument that Moshe made for Israel, on Israel's behalf to Yahweh. If you destroy them, then the Egyptians are going to say, man, you couldn't handle these people. That's how bad we are. That's how bad we have been. That's how bad we continue to be. But nevertheless, 2023, moreover, I swore to them in the wilderness that I would scatter them among the nations and disperse them through the countries because they had not executed my ordinances. but had rejected my statutes and had profaned my Sabbath, and their eyes were after their father's idols. 2025. Moreover, I gave them statutes that were not good and ordinances in which they should not live. Do we hear that? Moreover, also, I gave them statutes that were not good and ordinances in which they should not live. Why? Because we messed up. So he gave us. The wages of sin is death. So because we worked for death, he gave us death. Because we worked for confusion, he allowed us to continue in our confusion. Why? Because our foreparents wanted it. Despite his pleading, despite his begging, despite his apologies, despite his tender mercies, Israel continued to mess up again and again and again and again. 2026. And I know people may get tired of hearing it, but so what? It's our history. And as much as we want to hold on to the good part, we must understand the bad part so that we do not be like our foreparents and end up repeating, because we don't know how long, as my brother stated last night, it is before he comes, before he returns. And we don't want to be this 10 virgins and one bridegroom. Five had enough oil. Five didn't bring enough oil. Which one of the five do you want to be? So that means 50% of the virgins ain't going to make it to the consummation. Do you want to be which 50% is the question? I want to be the 50% that has their lamps trimmed and enough oil. And I hope my brothers and sisters want to too. So hear this. It's our history. It's the word of God. It's what came to the prophets. We got to own the good and the bad. 2026. I polluted them in their own gifts, in that they caused all that opens the womb to pass through the fire, that I may make them desolate, to the end that they might know that I am Yahweh. See, he wants people to know that he is Yahweh. He don't want his name to be hidden. His name is not supposed to be part of some hidden agenda. His name ain't supposed to be kept secret. His name ain't too sacred to be pronounced. Sure, we are supposed to hold it in sanctity. But he wants the world to know his name, not just us. This is why he's allowing this to happen to this brother. Because truths are being brought out. Truths that he don't even have to speak. He ain't going to explain a Yahweh name to the man. But the dude on the show did. Oh, well, he couldn't explain because the tribunal got him flustered. He said, okay, I'm going to have that donkey speak for you. Because that's their job. Their job, see, is to get under our skin. It's to get us upset. It's to get us off our foundation. And see, this is the problem. Brothers, and I'm talking to those brothers out there that's dropping this information, and y'all on sand, brother. Get on some solid rock. Get on some solid ground. Find some real teachers out there. Ask Yahweh to lead and guide you to somebody who is going to have his spirit, have this, the true spirit of a shepherd in him, that's going to teach you, lead you, and guide you by the Holy Spirit that was placed within him, and lead you and guide you into all truth. That's my prayer for them brothers. If it be according to Yahweh's will. Pray for them. Because right now we're seeing by their example what we are going to go through. Are you ready for it? My brother died at the hospital. A whole lot of questions are going to start being asked about him. I'm already starting to get questions about him. Because he rocking them zeets. He at the front door. He's going to be a conversation piece. Just as my brother down the cafeteria was. 2027. Therefore, son of man, speak to the house of Israel and tell them, thus says the Master Yahweh. Moreover, in this your fathers have blasphemed me, and that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land which I swore to give to them, then they saw every high hill and every thick tree, and they offered their offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There they also made their pleasant aroma, and there they poured out their drink offerings in the groves, family, to Ashtoreth. Then I said to them, What does the high place where you go mean? So its name is called Bama to this day. Therefore, tell me, the house of Israel, thus says Yahweh Adonai, do you pollute yourselves in the way of your fathers? Do you play the prostitute after their abominations? When you offer your gifts, when you make your sons pass through the fire, do you pollute yourselves with all your idols to this day? Should I be inquired of by you, house of Israel? As I live, says the Master Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. That which comes into your mind will not be at all. In that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of the countries to serve wood and stone. You hear what he said? 20:33, as I live, says the Master Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with wrath poured out, I will be king over you. Do you hear what Yahweh's saying? Let me read that again, just in case. Let it sink into your psyche. As I live, says the Master Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with wrath poured out, I will be king over you. He's letting us know one way or another, I'm going to be your king. Not some woman king. I will bring you out from the peoples and will gather you out of the countries in which you are scattered with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with wrath poured out. I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there I will enter into judgment with you face to face. This is what our God is saying to us. You see that? So when we see these things coming about, and this is just a spark. See, now these are some truths that are going to start catching fire. But Yahweh say, look, it ain't going to be an easy path for y'all. There's still going to be some punishment y'all got to do. There's still has to be some reconciliation. But I'm going to start talking to y'all again. I'm going to start getting back. I'm going to start bringing y'all back into this relationship with me again. 20:35, I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there I will enter into judgment with you face to face. What is the judgment, family? Okay, go back. Listen to 1, 2, 3, and 4. And you can listen to Yahweh is good, because that's the whole point of what he's been trying to help us to understand. I have a personal relationship with y'all. No other nation has ever had this prayer. No other nation has ever had this honor. And you know what y'all did with it? Y'all took a big old dump on top of it. That's what y'all did with this relationship I had. I was betrothed to only one woman. I only have one wife. Now, granted, the people may change that come in and out of the nation of Yisrael. But as far as that nation, Yisrael, he's the only... I have not dealt so with any other nation. I don't know that. He don't know no other nation. Think about that for a second, family. This relationship that he has, and when I say a real relationship, I'm not just talking based on you done read some scriptures. I'm talking about what we go through week in, week out, day in, day out, Shabbat in, Shabbat out, Shavuot, Pesach. All these things that we go through to show Yahweh that we are aligned with him, that we want to be that church without spot or wrinkle, a people without blemish, a people who are marked with the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, who are redeemed by his blood. This is what he's looking for. Those people, not people that just, you want to call yourself a Hebrew and an Israelite. You want to change your name, but you still want to hold on to a false pagan God's name. He ain't talking about them. Who twist the scriptures to their own destruction. As the scriptures say, have reprobate minds. 20:36. Just as I enter into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so I will enter into judgment with you, says the Master Yahweh. I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Under what rod, family? What went under the rod? His flock. His flock. That goat, that sheep, that he said, all right, stick your rod out, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And hold it for that sacrifice. I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. I will purge out from you, from among you, the rebels and those who disobey me. I will bring them out of the land where they live, but they shall not enter into the land of Yisrael. Then you will know that I am Yahweh. As for you, house of Yisrael, thus says the Master Yahweh, go everyone, serve his idols. And hereafter also, I will not, if you will not listen to me, but you shall no more profane, if you will not listen to me, but you shall no more profane my holy name with your gifts and with your idols. For in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Yisrael, says the Master Yahweh, there all the house of Yisrael, all of them shall serve me in the land. There I will accept them, and there I will require your offerings, and the first fruits of your offerings will all your with all your holy things. I will accept you as a pleasant aroma. When I bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries in which you have been scattered, I will be sanctified in you in the sight of the nations. I will be sanctified in you in the sight of the nations. You see, he scattered us for a reason. Yes, we were punished for our disobedience. But at the same time, the greater had a master plan. Because, see, in that scattering now, he knew that he had a select group of grain that he was going to throw out there. And this select group of grain that he had were going to sanctify him. They were going to bring the knowledge of him, and they were going to start bringing greatness back to him. And he says, I will be sanctified in you in the sight of the nations. See, this is why me and my brother was talking. We are on this world stage. All the world is a stage, and we are but actors in it. Remember what it means to be a spectacle, to be in the sight of all the nations as a servant of Yahweh. Why you wear them crazy looking strings? Why you can't work on Friday and Sunday? I just got into it with one of my coworkers about that, because a young lady that is her best friend is a Sabbath keeper. So she rushing me out the door yesterday. Why you ain't left yet? Why you ain't left here? You ain't supposed to be here. You know what sunset means you can't do nothing. You can't have no fun. You can't do this. She can't do nothing on Saturday. You can't do nothing on Friday neither. Oh, that's boring. I said, that's good fun. It might be boring to you, but I told you better get with her and find out the goodness of this Shabbat day. And I said, thank you for letting me know that I can leave now. Shalom. That's one of my coworkers. I had no idea that this young lady was her best friend that was a Sabbath keeper. She said, she's just like you. She can't do nothing on Friday. Okay, I can do plenty on Friday, just not what you do on Friday if you ain't keeping the Sabbath. And it's been fun all these years of my life. Hallelujah. 2042. You will know that I am Yahweh when I bring you into the land of Yisrael, into the country which I swore to give your fathers. There you will remember your ways and all your deeds in which you have polluted yourself. Then you will loathe yourselves in your sight for all your evils that you committed. You will know that I am Yahweh when I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your evil ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, you house of Yisrael, says the Master Yahweh. Yahweh's word came to me saying, son of man, set your face toward the south and preach toward the south. and prophesy against the forests of the field in the south. Tell the forests of the south, hear Yahweh's words. Thus says the Master Yahweh, behold, I will kindle a fire in you, and it will devour every green tree in you and every dry tree. The burning flame will not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north will be burned by it. All flesh will see that I, Yahweh, have kindled it. It will not be quenched. Then I said, ah, Master Yahweh, they say of me, isn't he a speaker of parables? So see, they may not necessarily understand right now what's going on. They may not understand the words that are coming out of your mouth when you try to spit this truth to them, when you try to give the word of Yahweh to them. But be patient, because this prophecy has yet to be fulfilled, family. Malachi 1:11 says, for from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name is great among the nations, says Yahweh of armies. That man, when he was talking about it, that wasn't the first time he heard Yahweh's name, when he was talking about it on that sports show. He knew about it, but now there's a difference between knowing it. Didn't Nebuchadnezzar know who? Nebuchadnezzar knew that Yahweh was the God of all creation, as he said, he is the God of gods. That was came out of Nebuchadnezzar's own mouth. So it came out of Darius's mouth, and it came out of Cyrus's mouth. They were Persians. They were Babylonians. They came from the land of Shinar, the land that the city that Nimrod created. But they knew who Yahweh was, and they knew, and Nebuchadnezzar learned by way of what work he did with Daniel, through Daniel. Because remember, what made Yahweh great in the sight of Nebuchadnezzar was that he had that dream. He forgot the dream, but the dream still troubled him. He needed not only to learn the interpretation of the dream, he needed somebody who could actually reveal the dream that he had. And he went to all his soothsayers and all his magicians and all his astrologers, and they said it was impossible. Impossible to who? Not to the servant of Yahweh. So Daniel prayed. He prayed to Yahweh to answer, and Yahweh answered. He revealed not only the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Yahweh revealed the dream to Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar had. And Nebuchadnezzar confessed after that, your God is the God of all gods. But then he went right back, made himself a golden image, and told everybody they had to bow down and worship it. Knowing who Yahweh is not enough. Knowing Yahweh's name is not enough. Even believing that is the true name is not enough. It's about obedience to him, because that's what he requires. Exodus 3, 15 and 16, family. And this is where the introduction came in. Elohim said moreover to Moshe, you shall tell the children of Israel this, Yahweh, the mighty one of your fathers, the mighty one of Abraham, the mighty one of Isaac, and the mighty one of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name, and this is my memorial to all generations. Not that generation, not the children of that generation, but through all generations, this name is his memorial. As my brother stated, the testament of Yahweh Elohim and the testament of Yahushua HaMashiach. You cannot take the renown that Yahweh has made throughout the entire Tanakh, excluding the Berit HaKadosh. You cannot take that renown. That name was the name that was that was associated with the might of the God, the might of the Mighty One of Israel. That's on the record. That's our history. That cannot be erased. And it was Yahweh that did that work. That mighty work was Yahweh, and that name is to be remembered for that. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and tell them, Yahweh, the mighty one of your fathers, the mighty one of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. That wasn't just a prophecy for then. That's also a prophecy for now. Because remember, we are still spiritually in Egypt, spiritually in Babylon, and spiritually in Sodom and Gomorrah. And I found it very interesting after that video that my brother just sent. They know y'all messing up and people are starting to realize these truths and y'all don't want these truths to be told. This is why you send your attack dogs out. See, a lot of people don't know that about the history before World War II. They don't tell you the intimate details of that history before World War II and what led to that. They're still in control of certain industries, the corrupt ones. Yes, they're still in control of certain industries. It's on the record of what industries they control. And the sad part about it is it took that man to stop them from doing what the Torah says not to do. Usury, charging interest, is a violation of the Torah. Interest, charging interest is a violation of the Torah. Doesn't mean you can't set terms for when you get your money back from somebody. But we are not to charge one another interest on any money that we may loan to a brother or sister. That's a violation of the Torah. And that whole thing with that industry, that's Baal Peor. Isaiah 48, chapter 9, 48, verse 9, forgive me, family, 48, starting at verse 9. For my name's sake, I will defer my anger, and for my praise, I hold it back for you, so that I don't cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have chosen you in the furnace of my own sake. For my own sake, I will do it. For how would my name be profaned? I will not give my glory to another. See, ain't no other name getting glory out here. Not to his true people. Not to his true people. No other name is going to be made great in our lives. So important as his name is this, family. When Yahushua came on the scene, right? We know this. Going to Matthew 6. Oh, how do I get there? Matthew 6 and verse 9. And he says, therefore, don't be like, I'm starting at 8, sorry. Therefore, don't be like them, for your Father knows what things you need before you ask of him. Pray like this. The first thing is, our Father, Abinu, who art in heaven, Bishop. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. That is the first thing when we pray that Yahushua wanted us to ensure that we understood that that name is to be kept holy. This is the command of Yahushua HaMashiach. Then the next thing, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as in heaven, so on earth. But outside of him being Abba, being Abinu, the next thing is that name that we know about is to be kept holy, sanctified, set apart. But not unspoken. He didn't say we couldn't speak it. I am Yahweh who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of house of bondage. He didn't say we couldn't use his name. Just don't make it profane. Luke 11:2. And again, this just echoes, this is just another witness. When you pray, say, our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thing he wants us to acknowledge. It's the first thing he wants us to understand. We have a father and our daddy has a name. And we keep it holy. 1 Samuel 12, starting at verse 20. Samuel said to the people, "Don't be afraid. You have indeed done all this evil. Yet don't turn away from following Yahweh, but serve Yahweh with all your heart. Don't turn away to go after vain things which can't profit or deliver, brother. Don't worry about that basketball career. You got something greater if you want it. Don't turn away to go after vain things which can't profit or deliver, for they are vain. For Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased Yahweh to make you a people for himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against Yahweh in ceasing to pray for you, but I will instruct you in the good and right way." And here's the good and right way, family. "Only fear Yahweh and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. But if you keep doing evil, you will be consumed, both you and your king." Talk about the earthly king, the fleshly king. Because the real king, consumed. He's coming back to consume. 1 Kings 8, starting at 41. This is concerning what my brother spoke on, touched on last night. You got a lot of people out there who think that Israel is a color. No, it ain't a color. Colors are part of Israel, but Israel ain't one color. Israel ain't no particular color. Sure, you do have people who are going to be genetically connected to our foreparents, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But it ain't about no color. It's about your allegiance, as he brought out last night in Romans. See, once you're grafted into that olive tree, you are now part of that olive tree. But not for you to boast against the branches or the root, but for you to understand what the blessing and the sacrifice that Yahweh made from his own seed in order to be, for you to be grafted in. And that, and when I say that, see, a lot of times we think that, oh, and we may not necessarily know exactly who is who, but there are a lot of people that we intermingled with that weren't of the line of Shem. We've intermingled with the line of Ham and the line of Japheth. He said Japheth would dwell in the tents of Shem. And that's not just because that prophecy doesn't just mean that they would physically, but they would be in a type of relationship for that to happen, an intermingling. And we know our history with the Hamites. So we all have a little bit of mixture in our blood. And I think the reason why Yahweh had it so that those lineages would be cut off and tainted, so that we wouldn't get too, we already caught up in the color thing. We already caught up in the color thing. So imagine that if we actually knew for sure what our blood lineage is, then we would really be off the hook then. It's not about color. 1 Kings 8:41 states, reads, "Moreover, concerning the foreigner who is not of your people, Yisrael, when he comes out of a far country for your name's sake, for they shall hear of your great name and of your mighty hand and of your outstretched arm," talking about Yahweh, "when he comes and he prays towards this house here in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls you for, that all the peoples of the earth may know your name to fear you, as do your people Yisrael, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name." 44, if your people go out to battle against their enemy by whatever way you should send them, and they pray to Yahweh toward the city which you have chosen and toward the house which I have built for your name, then hear in heaven their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause. He's talking about the nations that love Yahweh. Remember what our brother taught us about Jebus? About the Jebusite? That Jebusite that was among the nation? Remember what we learned about the one that David had killed? Uriah the Hittite. Uriah was a Hittite. He wasn't, but he was so devoted to the God and to the people of Israel that he gave his life for it. Matter of fact, David, the seed, the true seed, had him set up and killed. Think about Aunt Esther. Entreat me not to leave you. It's one of my favorite lines in scriptures. Don't ask me to leave. Don't tell me to go. Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. And Yahweh, your God, will be Yahweh, my God. Ruth was a Moabite. And also the great, 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 great grandmother of Yahushua HaMashiach. So don't get caught up in blood lineage. Because somewhere in his genetic profile, Ruth the Moabitess is part of Yahushua's lineage. 2 Chronicles 6:32. And I'm wrapping it up. 2 Chronicles 6, starting at 32, family. Come on, fingers work. What? Sorry. 2 Chronicles 6:32. There we go. This is echoing, you know, the same way you have the synoptic gospels where Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, sometimes the stories interlap. Same thing with Chronicles and Kings. It's the same thing coming out of the book of Chronicles that we just read in Kings. A witness. 2 Chronicles 6:32 reads, "Moreover, concerning the foreigner who is not of your people Israel, when he comes from a far country for your great name's sake and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they came and prayed toward this house, then hear from heaven, even from your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls to you for, that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. If your people go out to battle against their enemies by whatever way you send them, and they pray to you toward the city which you have chosen and the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause." Hallelujah. Isaiah 66, starting at verse 5. Isaiah 66, 5. "Hear Yahweh's word, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you, who cast you out for my name's sake, have said, 'Let Yahweh be glorified that we may see your joy.' But it is those who shall be disappointed. A voice of tumult from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of Yahweh that repays his enemies what they deserve." See, those of us who tremble at the word of Yahweh, those of us who have reverence for the word of Yahweh, who are hated, my sister, still answering your question, who are hated, don't be despaired, my sister. Eventually, that hatred that they have for us will be turned against them. The hatred that they have for us will be turned against them. Last reading, family. Romans 8. "There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Mashiach Yahushua, who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the spirit of the life in Moshiach Yahushua made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law couldn't do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Elohim did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the spirit is life and peace. Because the mind of the flesh is hostile towards Elohim, for it is not subject to Elohim's law, neither indeed can it be. Those who are in the flesh can't please Elohim, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. For it is so that the spirit of Elohim dwells in you. But if any man doesn't have the spirit of Moshiach, he is not his. If Moshiach is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised up Yahushua from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Moshiach Yahushua from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the spirit who dwells in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you must die. But if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the spirit of Elohim, these are the children of Elohim. For you didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of Elohim. And if children, then heirs, heirs of Elohim, and joint heirs with Moshiach. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed towards us. For the creation waits with eager expectation for the children of Elohim to be revealed. Let me read that again. For the creation waits with eager expectation for the children of Elohim to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to vanity, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of decay into the liberty of the glory of the children of Yah. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. Not only so, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what? For that which he sees. But if we hope for that which we don't see, we wait for it with patience. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which can't be uttered. He who searches the hearts knows what is on the Spirit's mind, because he makes intercession for the saints according to Elohim. We know that all things work together for good for those who love Elohim, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to this image of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brothers. Whom he predestined, those he also called. Whom he called, those he also justified. Whom he justified, those also glorified. What then shall we say about these things? If Elohim is for us, who can be against us? He who didn't spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how would he not also with him freely give us all things? Who could bring a charge against Elohim's chosen ones? It is Elohim who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Moshiach who died, yes, rather, who was raised from the dead, who was at the right hand of Elohim, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Moshiach? Could oppression or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Even as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing would be able to separate us from Yah's love, which is in Moshiach Yahushua, our Master. And that is the end of my 6-week walk with y'all, family. Hallelujah. All praise, glory, and honor be to our Heavenly Father Yahweh and to his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Baruch atah Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Baruch atah Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Hallelujah. All praise, glory, and honor be to our Heavenly Father, and all praise, glory, and honor be to his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. We thank you for the blessing of life, health, and strength. We thank you for the blessing of your word. We thank you, Father, for choosing us, Father. As was stated in Jeremiah, that it was you who made us and formed us in the womb. As was stated by my brother last night, it wasn't a twinkling of an eye. It wasn't a bright smile. We don't know what it was that brought our parents together, Father. We don't know what you work, Father. That is beyond our knowing. But, Father, what we do know, Father, is that you brought us here, Father. And we thank you, Father, for bringing us into a relationship with you. Father, forgive us for the times that we have taken it for granted, Father, that this wonderful, this beautiful burden that you have placed upon us, Father, to carry your word, to be a light, to give your name and to sanctify your name among the nations, Father, not through just words, but also through deeds, Father. Let us not take this responsibility lightly, Father, that we represent you, the one true mighty one, the only mighty one, the one who sits upon the throne of the entire universe, who has the words that the clouds are the dust of your feet and that the heavens are your footstool, Father. We ask you to forgive us, Father, for the times that we have forgotten that, for the times that we have aligned ourselves with our sinful foreparents, Father. But thank you, Father, for not destroying us utterly, Father. Thank you, Father, for being merciful unto us. Thank you, Father, even though we sin, sometimes we go to the left and to the right, Father, that you use your yoke and you bring us back unto the straight and narrow path. Father, I pray for the other brother who will be presenting your word today. I believe it is Rabbi, I believe it's Yaquel, that you cleanse him of anything that may get in the way of him bringing forth the powerful message of your word today, Father. And if it is not him, whichever brother it is, please, Father, hedge them up, cleanse their mind, cleanse their heart, but more importantly, Father, open their mouth so they can speak the wonders and the truth of your Torah. These things we ask, Father. B'Shem Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpucha. Shabbat Shalom.
Sit back and say, remember my ways. Oh, I like it out of my cage. Yes, I am a slave. Searching for some freedom. Searching for some freedom. So I'm tender. Sing them songs to spark memory. What is a man with no history? Where am I? Who am I? What is this place? In space, I will be light. I will be light. I will be light.
light shine. Burn away the darkness, you got one.